This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. The senator, who is also a former governor, was a lead sponsor of a measure that was debated on the Senate floor today related to a component of the new health care laws that the senator believes would be overly burdensome on business owners. Specifically, it is a requirement for all small businesses to file a 1099 form with the IRS for each time they spend more than $600 on any specific vendor. And so we'll find out what happened on the Senate floor today and where this fight goes from here. And Senator, it's great to have you with us as always.
Well, it's good to be with you, Greg.
Well, I explained it a little bit, but explain why, among all the different passages in the health care bill, that you decided to move forward on this one and how it was treated on the Senate floor today.
This one I decided to move forward on because it's so punishing toward small business, medium-sized, large business. It is a job killer. And you described it accurately. Every business now will have to file a 1099 for all goods and services from any vendor where they spend more than $600 a year. So the rancher who hauls the cattle into town, when he fills up that stock truck and spends $300, guess what? Two fill-ups, they've got to issue a 1099 form. And it goes on and on. And we did have a vote on it. My amendment was to repeal it. And I hate to report this, but we were not successful. The White House broke arms for the last 24 hours. And I think just simply demanded a loyalty vote from their people because they don't want their health care bill messed around with. And so we ended up with a situation where the vast majority of Democrats voted against repeal, shockingly enough.
Senator, what argument did they give for not supporting your motion?
They don't like us messing around with the health care bill, and it's as simple as that. They don't like the idea that we would go after a piece of the health care bill, whether it's the pay-fors, whether it's the repeal of the provision. And so we'll see what happens next. I'm going to do everything I can because we've got to get this repealed. I mean, this is a crushing burden, and it has nothing to do with health care. It got stuck in the bill to try to raise some money, if you will, to pay for the big health care takeover from the Obama administration. So that's what we're battling is, boy, the president is fighting his tooth and nail on this one.
How many jobs, how many businesses do you think would be adversely affected by this?
40 million businesses. 26 million of those are sole proprietorships, and that's not counting the farms and ranches because, of course, they are businesses too, and they're going to be caught up in this when they buy their fertilizer, when they pay their phone bill, their gas bill, whatever it is. And so, and you know, Greg, I tell you this, we are completely focused on trying to help businesses out here. But the reality is this also affects state and local governments. So your county township is impacted by this. It impacts nonprofits. So the local church you go to, that may be a little tiny church with a part-time or volunteer bookkeeper, has now got to get in the business of issuing 1099 forms to heat the church. It's ludicrous.
What's the policy right now for small businesses on the 1099s?
The policy now is actually a pretty sensible policy in as much as it says if you're dealing with services, and then what they do is you don't have to do this for a corporation, for example. So it's a pretty sensible approach, although I do hear from businesses in Nebraska that the paperwork even today is pretty onerous. But think about this. If this were to pass, the paperwork burden by one estimate will increase by 2,000%.
And this kicks in 2014 along with most of the rest of the new bill?
Yeah, actually, it kicks in before that. It kicks in a year ahead of that. So this is going to start impacting people right away. They're going to have to start keeping records because you never know if that first purchase you make is that last purchase from the vendor or the first of many purchases from that vendor. So you've got to track it. And then the other thing I'd mention, Greg, is this. I worry that the major retailers will get all on top of this. They'll do a computer program and say to, you know, advertise, we can track your purchases, come do your business with us. the little mom and pop retailer, the little hardware store in downtown Nebraska somewhere, how do they compete with that? How do they hire computer programs? They may not even be that computerized. So I don't know. This is really, really a bad deal for our job creators in this country.
Thank you so much, as always, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.